Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ooh, hey y'all. Sponsored by Richard Tocato, the Richard Tocato Companies. You need help with your mortgage, you need to get money out of your house, the equity in your home. Pay off bills, get out of debt, do whatever you got to do. Call Richard, the Richard Tocato Companies, or just go to homewithrichard.com. Just homewithrichard.com.
Don't do anything if you need money without talking to them.
No.
Because there's so many different ways that they can save you so much money. They're doing a ton of work for people in the radio family helping them out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also... he'll reach in his pocket and just give it to you sometimes. Sometimes. You got to catch him on the right day, though. Coming up, we will tell you the women who are the hottest in bed, and there is a man who has started a controversy worldwide with an observation that he made and put out a video. It's a short video, and then people are going crazy debating what he's thrown out. We'll get into all that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ladies, I know you want your men to be more like me, so you can start by getting the guy in your life the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet from Distill Union. Save 20% now when you use the promo code ACETJ at acetj.com/gift. Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protege Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
More than just a little funny, this is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey. Okay, so... let's start with this. Go ahead and tackle it head on. This debate that's going on worldwide, started by this simple man. Not simple as in dumb, but simple as in just a common everyday guy. Here's what he said. This is what he posits. Yeah, he posits this.
Okay.
I hate to break it to all the women out there, but real men have skid marks. What? Because we fart a lot. And we have jobs that make us sweat. Sweat plus farts equals skid marks. So men, don't go home and like ball your underwear up and hide it in the bottom of the hamper. Be proud of it. You worked hard for those skid marks. And women, if you're tired of looking at them, then you need to buy black or brown underwear. It's that simple. Like, who decided to make underwear white? I guarantee you, whoever decided to make the first pair of men's underwear white was not a real man. They're probably like a 110, 5'2", and never sweat a day in their life.
Okay, so there you go. Are men just going to have skid marks?
It's just a fact of life, apparently. Yeah.
If you're a real man.
Yeah. You're not a 110.
5'2", never sweat a day in his life, you're going to have skid marks, because the equation, if you missed it, sweat plus farts equals skid marks.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no other.
Yeah.
That's Einstein-esque is what that
yeah.
is.
Nailed if you're it. Sweating and you fart, you're going to have a skid mark. I mean, what the hell is that?
Some guy trying to get people to pay attention to him.
Well, he's defending himself and he's posted follow-up videos. And saying, no, this is not, I'm not kidding. This, he genuinely believes, like, you're a real man.
Well,
you're working hard, and I guess something slips out, or you didn't clean yourself.
But, I mean, the skid marks don't come from farts.
They don't come from farts.
I mean, if you got skid marks from farts, and you got skid marks from poop.
Yeah, you should.
You pooped in your pants.
Yeah. It's not a fart.
You didn't fart. You pooped in your pants.
You imagine, like, oh, sorry, I farted. No, you pooped your pants. You didn't just fart.
Yeah.
And now women are in the comments like, thank God, this is why I'm single. He's scaring women away from wanting to be in relationships because they're like, oh, my gosh, is every guy like this?
Yeah.
And I can assure you, at least from my perspective, they're not.
Hold on. Ice Cube has an issue with that.
Skid marks?
Yeah. Because in like one of his songs.
I want to hear Ice Cube's thoughts on skid marks.
Well, same. I'm dying to hear this.
Hold on. He's talking about a woman in one of his songs. I can't remember which one. Because he's used it a couple of times, a couple of references. He says, basically, it goes, you can't just love a blank in the mall, meaning like when he's buying you stuff. You got to love his blank and his shitty draws.
Oh, really?
Something. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, he said, loving shitty draws.
See, I disagree. I don't think you have to love that.
Meaning if you really love somebody, you love them flaws and all. Flaws and draws.
Shitty draws.
So, you know, speaking, you know, in a first person, wouldn't that tell you that Ice Cube has shitty draws?
Yeah.
Don't tell him I said it.
Yeah, I would assume that. I would never put skid marked up drawers in the laundry for my wife or girlfriend to clean.
No.
And this guy's like, yeah, just be proud about it.
Okay, so what if you're doing the laundry and you see them?
Then I'm cleaning them. Oh, yeah, hers?
Yeah.
What's the proper thing to do? Confront her about it?
No,
hold
you
them
just
in your
saying,
hand.
No,
like,
I'm
we
just
need
saying,
to talk.
No, I'm just saying you wouldn't put them in there for her to do the laundry if she was doing laundry.
Yeah.
But if you were doing laundry, would you think less of her?
Yeah, probably.
You would?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right.
At least in that moment, I'd be like, that girl's just disgusting. That is nasty. I don't know that I'd say anything about it, though.
I have gone down a quick rabbit hole here of Ice Cube shitty draws lyrics. And there's several.
Yeah. It's crapping his pants a lot.
In East Side, Oakland, all the way to Brooklyn, and they love my shitty draws. What you smoking?
Ooh. Yeah, the one I'm thinking about is...
I've come with a couple of them.
Is doing what it's supposed to do. You see my low, doing what it's supposed to do. In that photo, doing what it's supposed to do. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Hang on. Give it. Do I want to post to do lyrics? Okay. I'm on them here.
Yeah. Here it is. Here's the one that I was thinking about. Fine bitches, you shit out of luck, because I'm probably going to eat more than I blank. You got to do it all, not just in the mall. Cook and clean and love a shitty draws.
That's nasty.
He's being up front.
Ice Cube, baby. Well, there you go.
You got to love it. I disagree with that. I don't think you do have to love that.
Fine bitches, you shit out of luck, because I'm probably going to eat more than I... You got to do it all, not just in the mall. Cook and clean and love a shitty draws. You see my low doing what it's supposed to do.
I'd love to know how that lyric came about. Just going through things.
But I guess he's using that as an example of true acceptance.
Sure.
I mean, if you really do love somebody the most, then you would accept their shitty draws.
Yeah. You accept them. You don't love them.
You love them because it's part of him.
Even their dingleberries and stuff. I don't know. There's got to be limits to the love, I think. I don't know.
Don't you think?
Do I have to love that?
Yes.
I accept it, but I don't love it.
But doesn't there have to be some love and acceptance back towards the person where you're like, that's back. I can't put that in under.
Yeah, like balling up your duty draws and not making her clean them.
Dude, that love and respect is a two-way street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, have some love and respect for yourself at some point. Like, you know what? I don't want anybody to know that happened. I'm going to put it that way.
Ice Cube's biggest fan doesn't want to look at his shitty draws or whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't.
I'd say I'm probably one of his biggest fans.
Yeah, that's true.
Ugh. Okay, so the hottest women in bed are Gen X women in the Midwest. Those are the women who say that they get too hot when they're sleeping.
Oh,
temperature hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, you just told you the hottest women in bed.
And I bet you that's because they don't have air conditioners. Because it's not. They all say, a lot of them say it's too hot. I mean, it's not hot long enough in the year to warrant paying for an air conditioner. So they keep the windows open, but sometimes they have hot nights.
Sure.
And again, I would rather be too cold than too hot at night. At night, I would be.
Yep.
Old farm girl panties.
Farm girl panties. Is Gen X old enough to be going through menopause?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like the hot flashes and things.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awful. I really don't know much about it, but when women are like, I get hot flash, I got to put ice packs on, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it does sound terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
But when they get on the other side of it, they don't have the menzies anymore.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The menzies.
That's what the kids are calling it now, right?
Menzies. They don't have the menzies anymore.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes. Ladies, I know you want your men to be more like me, so you can start by getting the guy in your life the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet from Distill Union. Save 20% now when you use the promo code ACETJ at acetj.com/gift.